News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here's our Monday update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison Prince and Peggy Goss on hand. And what do we have today?
This is the time of the year that we have a great opportunity through our Youth Leadership Cabinet for grant opportunities for nonprofit organizations. So our Youth Leadership Cabinet is a group of high school students that we work with throughout the school year and teach them about civic involvement and leadership and things like that. And Peggy oversees that program a little bit more, so I'll let her talk a little bit about that, and then I'll talk a little bit more about the grant details.
Well, let's start off with what the composition of the Youth Leadership Cabinet.
Yeah, basically we have seven schools in the area. We have youth from all of those high schools. And we basically get the group together once a week when we talk about different things. But basically the whole idea is to teach them what it's like to be part of a philanthropic organization. So what we do here in the community, the different organizations and the needs we have in the community. So we teach them directly about all of those needs. And then they fundraise at each of their schools throughout the school year. And then right now what we're doing is we're taking those funds that they've raised in the past year and we're going to give that money out. So they make the decisions themselves. They put the application out there. And then they go back, review all of the details that were returned, and they decide where to invest those funds. So basically, they learn the process from beginning to end, why we fundraise, where that money goes, and it teaches them the value of being a part of this type of community.
Which brings us up now to the application period opening then?
Yes, we're getting ready to open the application on March 1st. And you want to talk about the details?
Sure, yeah. So our application opens on March 1st. March 24th is when it's due. These are requests up to $1,000. So they're not huge grants. These are small grants, small program or project related grants. And then the grant awards will be awarded at the end of April. So it's a pretty quick turnaround. You don't have to wait for several months. Any nonprofit is eligible to apply for this. It doesn't just have to be United Way Partners. It can be anybody. So if you've got a small project that you're just needing up to $1,000 for, this is a really cool application to apply for. It does have to relate to education, financial stability, or health. And it's one of our regional bold goals, which you can learn about on our website. So we'll also have that application up on our website here in a couple more days as well. Other than that, if you've got questions, you can contact Tammy Scott. She's our youth leadership coordinator. Or you can email ylc@uwbv.org and ask for more information there.
And you've mentioned the general parameters of where the money is going to go. Again, a reminder, this would be throughout the United Way of the Brazos Valley service area.
Sure. Seven County region absolutely is encouraged to apply. So it doesn't just have to be Bryan and College Station.
And while it's the Youth Leadership Cabinet that's going to be making these decisions, it doesn't necessarily have to be a youth-oriented program.
No, it can be anything around education, financial stability, or health related to our regional bold goals. So supporting kindergarten readiness, reading, transitioning families out of poverty, preventative health, access to health services, things like that. All of those are really great resources for them to look at.
And if they didn't catch the contact information a moment ago, if you can repeat that.
Sure, you can call our office. You can ask to speak with Tammy Scott at extension 108, or you can email ylc@uwbv.org.
And while that specific program, the grant application period is beginning, the ongoing reminder of the community campaign still continues.
Absolutely. Campaign is still going on. This is separate from Youth Leadership Campaign, but we do. This is Youth Leadership Cabinet is one of the programs that we support. So we provide programmatic support to that program so they don't have to use the funds that they raise through their fundraisers to pay for, you know, back office supplies and things like that. So that's what our community campaign does, help support one of the 17 organizations that we fund, as well as four programs that we run. It's still going on, still going strong as well. We've got plenty of time still to make a contribution, and you can do that through a workplace campaign. If you'd like to learn more about hosting a workplace campaign, you can call our office at 979-696-4483 or visit our website at uwbv.org. If you go to that website, you can also give individually. Also, if you'd like to just make a contribution to United Way to support the work around Youth Leadership Cabinet or any of our 17 programs that we support, we'd love to have that gift, and we'd love to show you how your investment is making a difference in our community.
And that's our update from United Way, the Brazos Valley, with Peggy Goss and Allison Prince on News Talk 1620 WTAW.